Title: Jungle Bleeps from FM Synthesis Intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper jungle bleeps. You know the ones. Fast little rubbery pew, bleep. Zip callouts that bounce around the break like they're teasing the groove. They're kind of digital, kind of lo-fi, and they cut through because they're percussive and bright at the front. In this lesson, we're doing it the classic Ableton way. Operator for FM Synthesis, then a tight little effects chain for grit and space. And I want you thinking like a producer, not like a sound designer making random beeps. We're going for motif, placement, and control so it actually sits in drum and bass. Before we touch anything, set your project tempo somewhere in that 165 to 174 range. I'll imagine 172 BPM, because that's just home bass for this vibe. Step 1. Create the sound source. Make a new MIDI track and load operator. In operator, choose a simple algorithm where oscillator A is the carrier and oscillator B modulates A. If you keep the structure simple, you'll actually learn what each control is doing, and you'll get a bleep that's easy to perform and mix. Now set up oscillator A, the carrier. Choose a sine wave. Keep it at its normal level. Coarse at 1.00, fine at 0. This is your pure tone. Oscillator B is the modulator. Also start with a sine wave. Here's the key. The level of oscillator B is basically your FM amount. It's the how much byte do we have knob. Set oscillator B coarse to 2.00 to start. That ratio is a classic. It gives you brightness without instantly going full broken metal. For the level, start around minus 18 dB, and then slowly raise it toward minus 10 if you want more edge. While you do this, listen carefully. At low B level, it's almost a plain sine boop. As you raise B level, it starts to zing and get that digital rubber bite. That's the FM character coming alive. Quick color options, just so you know what to reach for. If you set B coarse to 3.00, it gets more metallic and sharp. If you set it to 1.00, it gets rounder, more boop. If you set it to 1.50, it gets weird in a fun, video game-ish way. But stay on 2.00 for now. We'll earn the chaos later. Step 2. Make it percussive. This is where most people fail, because they build a cool tone and then the tail is too long, and it just smears all over the break. I want you to think. Transient first, tone second. Go to the main amp envelope in operator. Set attack super fast, like half a millisecond up to maybe 3 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Now the jungle trick. Shape the modulator envelope so it's shorter than the amp. Go to oscillator B's envelope. Set attack to 0. Decay around 30 to 120 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 10 to 60 milliseconds. What this does is super important. The bleep starts bright, like pew, because there's lots of modulation at the start. Then the modulation quickly dies off, and it turns into a more mellow whoop. That bright to mellow movement is a huge part of why jungle bleeps feel alive instead of just being a static tone. If your bleep isn't cutting through the break, don't immediately turn it up. First try making the modulator decay even shorter, so the front edge is more defined. In busy drums, the first 10 to 40 milliseconds is what your ear grabs. Step 3. Pitch movement, the talk. Classic jungle bleeps often have that quick pitch snap that makes them feel like a laser or a cartoon bounce. Option 1 is easy. Use operator's pitch envelope. Turn it on. Put attack at 0. Set decay somewhere between 30 and 120 milliseconds. Now set the amount. Try plus 12 semitones to start. If you want it more dramatic, go up to plus 24 or plus 36. Positive amounts give you that pew laser vibe. If you go negative, like minus 12 to minus 24, you get a downward bewop that's darker and more threatening. Little coach move here. If you try the negative pitch envelope, add a tiny attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. That can turn the pitch move into a kind of reverse pitch yelp, like it scoops into the transient instead of just dropping. Super small change, big feel. Option 2 is MIDI pitch bends. That's more performance-oriented. If you do that, set operator's pitch bend range to 12 semitones for control, or 24 if you want it more extreme. Then draw bends only on a couple hits, not all of them. That way it sounds intentional. Cool! Now we've got the synth behaving like percussion. Let's make it sit in a DNB mix. We're going to use a stock device chain. The order matters, because distortion and EQ interact in a very real way. Drop EQ 8 first. High pass the bleep. Don't be scared of this. In jungle, these are callouts, not bass instruments. Try high pass at 150 to 300 HC to start. If your bass line is strong and you want the bleep to stay out of the way, you can even go up to 250 to 500 HC. especially if the bleep is clashing with the root note area. If it's harsh, dip around 3 to 6 kHz by a couple dB. If it's dull, a gentle boost around 1 to 2 kHz can bring the speak forward, or a tiny lift around 8 to 10 kHz for air. But be careful, FM can turn into ice pick territory fast. Next, add saturator. Drive somewhere around 2 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. That one switch is a lifesaver for keeping it loud without spiky peaks. Try the analog clip mode if you want a bit more bite, and then level match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. That's a real producer habit. If it sounds better only because it's louder, it's not better yet. Optional but very jungle. Add Redux after the saturator for crunchy cheap digital edge. Use it lightly. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits for subtle grit. Sample rate around 10 to 20 kHz for that budget converter vibe. And if your version has a dry slash wet, keep it modest. Redux is one of those effects where 5% can be perfect, and 25% can ruin the whole mix. Then, if you want movement, add auto filter. Band pass mode. Start frequency somewhere around 1 to 4 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.4. Add a slow LFO at about 1/8 to 1/4 rate for a gentle talking motion. Keep it subtle so you're not fighting hats, vocals, or the crack of the snare. Now space. This is where jungle becomes jungle. Use echo if you've got it. Set it to a short tempo sync time, like 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback around 15 to 35%. A little modulation is fine, like 0 to 10%. Just to keep it from sounding like a clean digital repeat. Inside echo, filter the repeats. High pass around 300 hz and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. That keeps the delay out of the low end and stops it from spraying harsh top end everywhere. For dry slash wet, keep it in the 8 to 18% range most of the time. And now the classic move. Automate the echo dry slash wet up only on the last bleep of a phrase. That's the dub throw. That's the pirate radio punctuation. If you put delay on everything, it stops being exciting and just turns into fog. Even better, put echo on a return track instead of as an insert. Then you can send to it only on specific hits. That keeps your dry bleep tight and gives you proper throw behavior. That one workflow change makes your mixes cleaner instantly. Finish the chain with utility for gain staging if you need it. Keep an eye on level. Bleeps should be audible at low monitoring volume, but they shouldn't be the loudest thing in the track. Now, the musical part. Writing jungle-style bleep patterns. Here's your rule. Bleeps answer the break. They don't compete with the break. So place them on off beats or in the gaps between snare hits. Use a 1/16 grid as a starting point, but don't make it perfectly robotic. Micro timing is your friend. A super reliable approach. Keep the first hit of your phrase tight, then nudge the response hits a few milliseconds late. That creates swing without wrecking the grid. If you use a groove, use low strength, and then manually retighten the first hit so the phrase still lands with confidence. For notes, pick a minor scale, like F minor or G minor. Use 2 to 4 notes max. This is a motif, not a lead synth. Repetition is what makes it feel like a hook. Try a simple call and response over 2 bars. In bar 1, do 2 short calls. In bar 2, answer with a slightly higher note, and then do a delay throw on the last hit. That's it. That alone already sounds like a record if the sound is right and the placement is right. Now let's do 2 variations because you want options. Variation 1. The clean bleep. Keep redux off or very subtle. Keep the top end a bit more open. FM amount moderate. This is your 90s computer game vibe. Bright and cheeky. Variation 2. The rough bleep. Push saturation harder. Add redux more aggressively and maybe low pass a little after distortion to avoid fizzy highs. Think darker, driven, slightly broadcast through a dodgy transmitter. If you want to go even further, do a parallel crunch rack, split into a clean chain and a crunch chain. On the crunch chain, add redux, heavier saturator, and a low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. Blend it in until you can hear the bleep clearly on small speakers at low volume. That's the real test. Another high-level upgrade is layering with an instrument rack. One operator layer for the transient, one for the tail. The transient layer gets more FM and a shorter modulator envelope. The tail layer gets less FM, slightly longer amp decay, maybe a lower ratio. Blend them so you get punch and body without making the sound longer. That's the 2-stage bleep, and it's ridiculously effective. Let's make it playable. Group your operator and effects into a rack and map macros. Map FM amount to oscillator B level, but here's the coaching move. Range limited. Set the macro min and max so it never reaches that ice pick harsh zone. You want the macro to travel from barely modulated to just before harsh, not from nice to pain. Map pitch envelope amount and pitch envelope decay. Map filter frequency. Map saturator drive. Map redux sample rate if you're using it. Map echo dry slash wet and echo feedback. Now you've got an instrument you can perform while arranging, which is how those classic records feel so animated. A couple fast common mistakes, so you can self-diagnose. If the bleep feels blurry and it's killing the groove, your envelopes are too long. Shorten amp decay and release, and shorten the modulator decay even more than that. If it's painfully bright, lower oscillator B level or reduce the ratio from 2.00 down toward 1.00, then tame 4 to 6 kHz with EQ if needed. If your whole track suddenly sounds washy, you've got too much delay everywhere. Keep it subtle and do throws at phrase ends. If it's fighting the snare, move the notes into the gaps, and keep the bleeps low mids carved so the snare body still owns its space. And if it sounds like random arcade noises, you don't have a motif. Limit your notes, repeat the rhythm, then vary one detail. Now a quick practice exercise to lock this in. Your goal is a 4-bar jungle bleep hook that evolves once. First, make 3 patches based on the same operator setup. Patch A, ratio 2.00, mild FM. Patch B, ratio 3.00, brighter. Patch C, ratio 1.50 plus redux for grime. Then program a 2-bar motif using only 3 notes and a minor scale. Duplicate it so it becomes 4 bars, and change just one thing in bars 3 and 4. Either change pitch envelope amount, add a delay throw at the end, or swap to the grimier patch for just 2 hits. Then resample the 4 bars, freeze and flatten, or record it to audio. Add a filter sweep down over bar 4, and put one big delay throw on the very last hit. That resampling step is a secret weapon. It makes the whole thing feel sampled rather than synthesized, which is a huge part of the classic vibe. Final pro-level mix check before you call it done. Play the track quietly. Can you still hear the bleep without it being harsh? Good. Mute the bleep track. Does the bass and sub feel basically unchanged? This audio version is shortened for playback.